So let's welcome Jeff and Linda. Let's give a nice round of applause. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Well, I haven't seen a group this small at a Crimson Circle meeting since I must have been about 5-6 years ago. No, more than that. In the early years.
Some of the roads are closed, like stretches of 93 are closed.
Yeah.
And there are several highways that are closed because of the wind.
For those who are...
By the way, I apologize that Jeff picked that song from Happy Feet. I don't know if you heard about how bad that film is, but I was listening to a critic the other day that said, could you believe they took a children's film and they were couching and hiding a message about ecology in there?
You're kidding.
It's just like,
those evil people. It's those liberals that are, that liberal media is doing it again.
I couldn't believe it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Anyways, David mentioned the kind of the word of the week, or actually of the month, is
snow.
And Linda and I are actually lucky that and fortunate that we have been back here, because you really can't get out. It started snowing right after our last shout, our Christmas party. I think 2 days, 3 days later, a storm rolled in. Up here in the mountains, it brought about 3 feet of snow.
Oh, at least.
At least. Well, okay,
more. Like
more. I try not to exaggerate. Stop that. Why did that happen? Anyway, we got about 3 feet of snow, 4 feet of snow, somewhere in there. People started digging out. By the way, down in town, they don't really plow anymore. They maintain maybe the main streets, but the side streets, as you know, they don't plow. They
it's
just
treacherous.
Let it kind of pack down, and it gets really nasty and icy. And this was right before Christmas also, and people are trying to shop. It was a mess. And then we got hit with another snowstorm right before New Year's. Up here again, I would say 2.5, 3 feet of snow. So now we're up to about 6 feet, or for those listening, yeah, 8. Somewhere over 2.5 meters, somewhere in there. And then yesterday up here, we got another storm, brought about 14 inches or...
It's ridiculous.
A foot and a half. I mean, it's just been... It's been snow. As a matter of fact, I do have a couple of shots, but the video doesn't work.
Man.
We'll do a Roy Cam out the window. What, Garrett, could you give me...
There you go.
Well, we'll still do a Roy Cam out the window. Come on. Let's do a Roy Cam. And just for those listening
in... Let's do this the professional way.
All over the world, it's nothing but snow out there. It's nothing but snow. And this morning we got up, as everybody did, I'm sure... And the wind was blowing. You didn't get up? You stayed up all night. Yeah. All right, done with Roy Cam. The wind was blowing, and I walked out our back door, and that west wind was just whipping through, you know, blowing the snow that had fallen yesterday, and it was like I got assaulted by the snow. So it's. I have a couple other shots. Just for people watching in, for those of you in Australia, for instance, this is Linda's my house. What used to be our house.
What of it you not, can even see.
This was only after the first
storm.
This didn't take into account the other ones. It's just been it's been amazing. Shot of the barn. Yeah. And it's just been snow everywhere. Although one of the benefits is I did... I had more fun plowing.
Now, I got to tell you, Jeff has been praying too much. Now you have your Kubota tractor, so please stop praying.
You know,
literally, I kid you not, he had a plow truck and a little John Deere, and for 3 years, I've heard him say, someday my dream thing would be a Kubota tractor. And I heard him say that for 3 years. I was like, yeah, fine, okay, yeah, yeah. So all of a sudden, he hears another snowstorm is coming. The next thing I know, he's got a for sale sign on the plow truck and running down to town because... He has to have the Kubota tractor now.
But you know, it came in handy. We've had more snow here than I think we've had.
Have you ever heard the phrase?
In 2 or 3 years.
Happy
up here.
As a pig in poop.
Oh, I had. Well, I would say as happy as a farmer on a tractor. I've wanted a tractor for a long time, and this gave me an excuse to do it. I've been out there plowing and scraping and everything else.
And he gets real manly. He goes, what do you need?
Yeah, yeah.
You
know,
and,
yeah, don't bother me out here.
Oh, hot chocolate, that's for pussies, you know.
I didn't say that. I said you could put a little whiskey in there is what I said. You know, do it upright. But, and this morning... We came in to set up as usual with a wonderful staff who gets this all done. And
he does look kind of cute on his tractor, doesn't he?
There is not a lot of room in the parking lot. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of happy that more people decided not to show up because there's no place to park. The parking lot is, half of it is still just piles of snow where they've tried to clear it off a little bit, and there's no place to put it anymore. So people, for instance, the ones walking in right now, have to park across the street, and it has been amazing. What a way to start the year.
They're talking 16-mile-an-hour winds, so at least that means some places it'll get low and in other places it'll get real high, whatever that means.
Yeah, with 60-mile-an-hour winds, as you probably noticed if you drove up from the city, the wind is blowing and it's gusty and you get like sandblasted just trying to walk in.
It is like sandblast.
It's amazing. The crew did an exceptionally wonderful job today setting up in spite of the challenges. We couldn't use the regular doors. We normally haul the equipment in, freezing cold. It's a real task. As a matter of fact, when we come in, generally, I think John is the first one. He gets here about 8:30, and this room is just blank. There's nothing in it, no chairs, no fire in the fireplace. It's just a big empty hall. The group actually does a magnificent job of transforming it. And we actually caught that on video for this month. Vicky Grotz, our director in the back, has been taking shots all morning of really what goes into setting all this up. So, and particularly on a day like today where, you know, it's not bright and sunny, it's not pleasant out. They're going against all the odds, really. So are you set up to play that, Vicky?
We need to switch out the projector and we're ready to
go. Okay, let's do that. And let's watch, I think we have a little music to go with. Let's watch a typical, or rather untypical, setup at Coal Creek Hall. Great, Vicky. That was awesome. And, you know, the early shots of driving up the highway, you must have got those the other day when it was clear, because today, before the snowstorm, yeah, because driving up the canyon today is just, well, as you know, it's snow-packed, it's a challenge. Anyway, this feels very, that was the intro slide about that.
Better late than never.
Yeah, what a cozy, comfortable group here today. This is going to be fun. We're going to change the format a little bit. We have some special guests, so we're going to do things just a little, not just Tobias, of course, but human special guests.
Okay.
So we're going to change the format just a little bit.
But go through the list
right
here.
Now, let's introduce, first of all, let's welcome all of the Chambre who are listening in online all around the world.
Thousands of you.
We have, I would say, our typical web statistics show that we have about 8,000 or so computers, sometimes up to 10,000, tied into the monthly shout here in the canyon. And we know a lot of people listen in groups in Switzerland. They'll have 20 people and other all over the world. They listen in groups. So we figure there's somewhere up to 20,000 people listening in. So particularly if you're in the audience and the cameras are panning you, just remember, you're famous for those few moments.
Welcome.
And by the way, also, welcome to everybody who made it up here today. It was a challenge, I know. The roads are not particularly good. There's no place to park. It is cold and windy. And congratulations for getting up here. And have fun getting back down.
Actually, going down is more of a challenge than going up. Yeah. Gravity kind of works the other way.
So we do have some visitors today from out of town. And the weather is not usually like this.
Can we pass the mic this time?
I would like to do that. Okay. We have a nice small group
that,
today. We could pass the mic for our out-of-town visitors.
First off, we have Gabriela. Hi, Gabriela.
Gabriela from Mexico City. You multi-residents, Mexico City and Evergreen, Colorado.
She's multinational.
And multinational.
Hi. Yeah. Happy New Year to all of you.
And how do you say that in Spanish? Feliz Navidad?
No, Feliz Navidad is Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, I was
Feliz
close.
Año Nuevo.
I was a week off. Yeah. How do you say it in Spanish?
Feliz Año Nuevo.
What about your huevos?
Huevos is eggs. No. Or both, you want to say
your Spanish isn't
Spanish
much
isn't
better
very
than your German. Did you say hi to your friends that are probably watching? Are they watching?
Yes, I hope they're watching. I want to say hi to my Mexican friends and to Norway, Jan and Benke especially, and to Bonnie Capel, obviously, in San Francisco.
Always.
All the friends in the world. I'm very happy to be here and start the year with all of you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good
Thank
to see you here.
Thank you.
And Jean Scoville, also from Mexico.
You got it right this time.
Buenos dias.
Yes, I did.
And I want to say hello to my beautiful family of Chambra in Mexico as well. Feliz Año Nuevo. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Okay, and then we have Katrin Muff from Switzerland. Where are you, Katrin? And I think you have do you have guests with you? Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you for coming all the way from what part of Switzerland?
I live in Lausanne, near Geneva.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it high in the mountains or low?
It's low. It's on the lake level.
Yeah. So you don't have weather like this?
Not a lot, no.
Yeah, you're lucky. And would you like to say something to anybody back in Switzerland?
Well, I just welcome to my Chambra family in Switzerland, and I'm here with visiting my brother, who has moved from Switzerland here, and he has brought his family here, so I'm very thrilled to share that experience with them.
Wonderful. And would you like to introduce them?
Yeah, sure. This is Urs, my brother.
This
is Luisa, his wife. Teresa, Luisa's sister, Betty, Luisa's mom, and Carmen, a friend of Betty's.
And you get the award for bringing the biggest group here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. David's right behind you. Right behind you.
That's
Or you can come on up here if you want.
We have some friends from Taos here, Hootie Bites and Louise Oreski.
Yeah, all right. We'll go ahead and stand up. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. We're back. We can't stay away. Great to see you all.
Did you do that with the mic or what? I just want to know if we have any
Excuse
mechanical
me.
Problems.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Glad to see you all. And thank you for coming up. Yeah.
And then we have B and John Axelson from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Welcome.
Oh, good to
see you.
Glad
you could be here.
Thank you. It's really great to be here. We've looked forward to this for a long time. So.
Okay. And when did you drive in?
It was before Christmas.
Oh, okay. You've been here a while, yeah.
We have relatives here in Denver. So.
And whereabouts in South Dakota?
Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I've been there.
So, yeah.
B, you want to stand up? Come on, stand up. Don't be shy.
You could say hi to everybody back in Sioux Falls. Actually,
there are some.
A funny story. I was actually on television in
Sioux
Falls. Is
this going to be really funny?
Where are you?
Well, David used to do a television program that was distributed to some of the stations around, and it happened to show up in Sioux Falls. And my brother-in-law happened to be there on business, staying at a hotel, and was flicking through the channels trying to find a football game or something, and saw me on television. And of course, he didn't know at the time what I did, and I'm channeling. And he picked up the phone and called my sister back in Wisconsin and said, "Your brother's on TV, but he doesn't look right."
Ain't right.
There's something wrong with him. So that was my Sioux Falls experience. Can't top that one, can you?
No.
Thank you very much for being here.
And last but not least, we have Dan Benick from Alpine, Texas. Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Hello, hello. I was just going to say there's a neat little synchronicity here for me, too, because I was talking to B and John. I just met them for the first time about 15 minutes ago, and I'm from a little town in West Texas of 6,000 people. There's a small university there, and their son's going to school there.
Oh,
wow.
So we've got a nice little connection there.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
Great.
And I just wanted to say hi really quickly to all the people that are helping me do my trip. I know that there's a lot of you following that, and I just wanted to say hi.
And we're going to talk about the trip in just a little bit.
Great.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's
well,
it.
I would say that there's probably no more than, 40, 50 people here today?
50.
We may get a few more as we get closer to the channel, but it's a nice group. It feels really good in here. I don't know if it's just the group or
it's
the
your
new
cool
year
boat attractor.
Or it's just me. I don't know. But whatever it is, I like it. We're going to do a very quick review of last month's Shoud. If you remember, it was Kathumi came in to talk.
Our buddy.
And he came in and he started off singing, if you could call it that. The music before the channel was called the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire. And
you like that when they sing for you, don't you?
I don't like that when they sing or dance in this body. Other things I don't mind, but singing and dancing are not my favorite. But he came in and started singing his own rendition of the Christmas song, something about cow dung roasting on the, some curry roasting on the cow dung fire. So he got everybody's attention.
That was really funny.
A few laughs, and it was actually good to have his energy at Christmas. You know, we had a fun time last month, and it was nice to see him again, have him come in.
It was really nice.
Yeah. During the channel, and we're not going to go through a whole lot of slides.
We're going to keep it simple.
We're going to keep it simple, like Kathumi wants us to. But he came in and he talked a little bit about they. You know, we say they say the weather is going to turn bad, or they say the economy is going to go to hell this year, or they say whatever it happens to be. He was saying we use the they for a big excuse. It's like a big mass hypnosis. Everything is, well, they said. And he said, well, who is they? I mean, who is they? Where do they live? What do they look like? What do they eat for breakfast? And he said, basically, they is just kind of, they don't really exist. It's just one of those things that we accept after a while. Well, they said that, you know, it's going to be whatever, and fill in the blanks, and we just go along with it. So he said, stop for a minute. You're sovereign. You can make your own decisions. You're a decider, and
Knows that. Don't keep repeating.
I know,
that.
But the ones that do are just cracking up. They are hysterical. That was our president. I'm not going to go political here because they told me not to. But he said, go in and find your own answers. Don't go and get into the they thing. You know, particularly when it's more global in nature. And you probably heard a lot of predictions for this year. They say that, you know, whatever is going to happen. It's really easy to get caught into that. Once you say, oh, they said, there's going to be a shortage on toilet paper this year. Well, there have been. You know, as a matter of fact, last week, between the holidays and between the snowstorms, I went to town one day, and there was a shortage on toilet paper.
How did we survive?
Holy shit. I mean, can you believe that? It's like, there's a shortage on fresh foods. Trucks couldn't get into town here, and it was a mess. But they say there's going to be a shortage of toilet paper, let's say. Well, that actually creates the shortage because people accept that, and then they run out, and they have to get more toilet paper. And so they hoard it, and they stockpile it. And there should be a law against
it.
There should be a law against
it. Where are you hiding
that.
It?
got about a truckload of toilet paper out, you know, behind. But we get caught into that they trap. And he's just suggested that. Go inside for yourself. What feels, is it going to be a good year for you? Is it going to be a productive year? In spite of what they say, you can create it any way you want. Then he went off into a little bit into some of his past lives. I have to admit, I'm cheating here, if you're all right with that. Normally, I do all these slides, which I know you thoroughly enjoy. Yeah. Right? Right. Okay, thank you, Norma. And, you know, usually I try to whittle it down to about 100, but I had to get out yesterday about 2 in the afternoon and go plow. Our driveway was just socked in. And then I have to...
Pig in poop?
I had to load the trailer and actually dig the trailer out. It was buried in about 6 feet of
pig
snow.
Pig in poop?
And I got back into the house at about 8 o'clock, and I had to start working on the slides, and I thought, you got to be kidding. So we cut it down to 2. That's all right. So
his message was that simple. We all appreciate that. He was very present and in the know when he delivered it.
Well, yeah, but I just have to acknowledge the reason why we're doing this.
You're not trying to shun him or insult him, because God forbid we don't need to upset Kathumi.
Oh, Kathumi's my friend.
Oh, thank you.
He's a stitch.
Thank you.
Then Kathumi went on and talked a little bit about his past lives, talking about the fact that he was, I can never pronounce it, Pythagoras. Pythagoras, who is a philosopher, lived about Pythagoras.
That's how you pronounce it.
Well, you know, it's difficult while I'm channeling because I'm not a trans channel. So I'm conscious of stuff. And if it's just flowing and it's in my repertoire of knowledge, which it does have its limitations, by the way, and then a new word comes out that I don't really know, I'm not familiar with, it's very difficult and I have to do it angel phonetics, and I'm trying to get this word that
angel phonetics.
Angel phonetics. Yeah. So I'm seeing Pythagoras or Pythagorean or whatever, and it just wasn't landing quite right. But I think after the channel, people told me it's pronounced
Pythagoras.
Pythagoras. I actually like Pythagoras better. Yeah. It's a little bit different twist on it. But he was Pythagoras, who was a wonderful philosopher. Lived, if I'm not mistaken, about, I forgot when the heck it was, 600 B.C., about 600 B.C. Oddly enough, who else do you know that lived about 600 B.C.?
Buddha.
Oh, well, yeah, that too, but who's really special?
The big T.
Tobias. You piss him off like that, he's not going to show up today. Boy, Buddha. What is this called? The Buddha Circle? The Buddha materials? No, somebody else did that.
Did somebody bruised here?
I just know he's a very sensitive man. I just know he has feelings he's integrated. Well, you just wait and see how integrated he is when he shows up today.
Told us
what?
The Buddha came. That's when Buddha came.
Oh, it is when Buddha's time. Isn't it interesting that we had Buddha, we had Pythagoras.
Lao Tzu.
Who? Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu. I ordered that the other night at a Chinese restaurant. You know, like a big steaming bowl of Lao Tzu.
This is going nowhere.
But I'm pretending nobody's watching today, and I'm pretending it's just this nice, wonderful group of friends here, so we can goof around. We can say anything we want.
Pig and poop.
You know, there was something that was happening right about 500 to 600 B.C., amazing changes that were taking place. So anyway, Kathumi says he was
Pythagoras.
Pythagoras. I'm just dyslexic with words. And who was a great philosopher and a mathematician, and came up with which theory?
Pythagorean
theory. Wow, this group is really good after they got through that bump about Buddha. Jeez. In other lifetimes, he was his energy was part of St. Francis of Assisi. He was, I forgot who else, one of the three wise men. Balthazar.
Is this a test? Should I get my note and paper? I mean,
no, actually, without my slides, I'm having to test myself. How much do I remember?
Okay.
So anyway, he went on to say, having once been a great philosopher, he went on to say, Oh, and this is a tough one for you. Here, you get to read this.
Oh, my God.
He didn't say that.
I come here today to make the profound announcement that philosophy is dead.
Wow. Saying philosophy is dead. I was expecting to get a lot of rude emails, you know, like it's my fault what comes out of my mouth.
No, they have to philosophize about it now.
Well, actually, I didn't get any negative emails.
None of the philosophy majors?
On the message board, the Crimson Circle message board, was amazingly brilliant. There was a few who came in and said, well, I don't know about, you know, philosophy is an important part of our life. But then as the thread developed, everybody was saying, well, yeah, what, you know, philosophy is interesting. And philosophy is very much from the mind also, by the way. And Kathumi was challenging us to say that, it's time to get over that. It's time to stop pondering the universe, to stop pondering all of these things in our mind, because the mind basically can never figure it out. It was time to move past the theories, the philosophy. And here Kathumi is telling his story of being Kathumi in about, it was the 1800s, 1900s, I forgot, over 100 years ago. And would that be, that was the 19th century, I believe.
He was born in 1829.
1829, thank you. When did he die?
1869.
Oh. Did he?
Wow. I'm
sure. Wow.
Say, so, yeah, obviously he doesn't know.
1889. But that's good. That's good. A little Kathumi quiz here. But he was born and raised in Kashmir, India, went off to London for schooling, and basically said he had a mental breakdown, or nervous breakdown, whatever you want to call it, in that lifetime, because he was stressing so much in the head, trying to figure it out, trying to make sense out of all the philosophy and apply it to his life. He said he had a breakdown. And from there, he decided he was just going to, well, let's move on to the next slide. And do you breathe? And the next slide, he says,
Philosophy goes away. It's replaced by creativity. It's replaced by experience. It's replaced by wisdom, but a wisdom that doesn't have its roots in all of this thinking. Philosophy goes away as creativity comes back. Pretty
nice. He's saying, yeah, it's beautiful. And he's saying, really, we can think about things all day long, and philosophy is wonderful. I enjoy it to a certain extent, but Kathumi is saying it's time to go beyond that and just do it. Just experience it. And you had a question in the back there? Or you did not have a question?
I'm just going to repeat one of my favorite sayings that Einstein said was, you can't solve a problem with the same thinking that created it. Therefore, inspiration and imagination is more important than intelligence.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. So it was a wonderful show. The message was very simple, and I think also they're kind of priming us for what lies ahead.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. I think he was saying it's time to, you know, you get to a point where you take in all the philosophy you possibly can, you know, it stresses out your brain, and then it's just time to get out there and experience and be creative. So those are my two slides. Amazing. And the challenge next month would be to see if I could have one slide. And then after that, nothing. We'll just sit and contemplate for a moment.
However, again, that's a good idea.
I do have some slides and upcoming events. We'll go through these quickly because we do have some cool stuff to discuss today. Next weekend, next Friday, as a matter of fact, at our office in Incline Village. As a matter of fact, we should all say hi to the staff that's out there. I'm sure they're watching on the monitor right now. So how about a big wave and hello, this camera, over here, this camera, to the staff at Incline Village. Thank you. We're going to do Ask Tobias sessions. One will be about new energy business. Tobias is going to talk about the new dynamics that are taking place in business right now. Actually, I have a lot of interest in that. A lot of people are talking about that. The second one is about mental health, or probably about mental imbalance as well. If you have any questions that you would like to submit for this, you know, these are recorded and distributed all over the world. If you have any questions you'd like asked, email them to
U, the letter R, God also at AOL.com. Please, and where it says subject, put in the topic. Is it mental health or is it new energy business? But please send those. We would love to have your questions.
Yeah. Thank you. I try to keep it to a paragraph or so. A lot of people will write like a 2 or 3 page dissertation. We try to keep these kind of tight.
Succinct.
So if you have any questions about new energy business or mental health, send your questions to... This group is really good today. They must have had their coffee on before they came up. Okay. Boom. Following that, well, I hate to rub it in, but, you know, we're going to Kauai. How many here are in the room are coming along with us to Kauai? Yeah, we have quite a few. I'm actually looking forward to it. This snow stuff has gotten a little old. This is school, too, that we do in Kauai. It's what we call the fun school. We go out.
It really is.
We have a good time. We drive around the island, which takes about 10 minutes, and just have fun. We have a few Mai Tais at night. We throw in some obligatory channels, which are usually pretty good. We do a lot of breathing.
It's really one of the most – it's a gift you give yourself when you go to school, too. It's it's soft. It's loving. There's a little bit of kick butt in the channels, but mostly it's just soft and loving and really it's a nice way to nurture yourself.
And the group really bonds. They really develop a
lots of
closeness.
Group activities.
Yeah.
But it's sold out, so why are we talking about it?
Just to rub it in. Because we're gonna be in Kauai. I'm gonna dance like how'd you dance, David? Yeah. You like that. Whoa. Ooh, that'll be the last time you see that. That was You go ahead.
No, I'd have to get the little beaded bag done.
After that, we mid-February, actually, we go to Tel Aviv, Israel. Now, initially, Tobias called this the he gave it some schleppy name like the New Energy Balancing. Last week, he said, no way. That was just a placeholder. We're actually going, he and Saint Germain, by the way, are going to spend 2 days, very intense days, talking about standard technology, going into the details of how you do it for your body or your mind or any part of you, how you apply it in your life. So he's going to go through step by step. We're going to have some group experiences with the standard technology and really train everybody how to do it for yourself or how to work with other people in doing it. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be good information. We will record it. We will make it available. And for those who don't speak Hebrew, we're going to be doing it in English. And those who only speak Hebrew, we will be translating it with headsets.
That's correct.
Correct. We're going to do, I think, we're going to do just a small group tour to Jerusalem. I'll take a day and go from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's an amazing place. So we're going to be in Israel following that. We go to Zurich for the Sexual Energy School teacher training, and I believe that is sold out now.
That is sold out?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I love the Sexual Energy School.
Good. You get to say penis and vagina.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to just say the P word. Or the
I really don't
word.
Care for those words, but you're the one that channels them.
After the, it's not my fault. Late March, we go to Amsterdam. Now, when Tobias lists something as a special Tobias channel, you know what that means, is you got to show up to see what happens. He always has a theme. Like when we were in Oslo last year, he said a special Tobias channel or workshop, and we ended up doing the Oslo sessions there. So he always picks a theme. It's kind of like... kind of like Cracker Jacks. You got to show up to see what's prizes in the
well,
box.
It's kind of whatever is appropriate for the day. It's always kind of a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm. It's based also a lot on the group that shows up. From there, we're doing something very interesting in mid-April, and this just started developing. We're doing something called Healing with Standard Technology in Del Mar, which is right outside of San Diego. It happens to also be where Lee Carroll and Jan Tober live. And we've had some amazing, amazing workshops there in Del Mar. We did the first Death and Dying with Saint Germain, which has now led to the Dreamwalker series.
First Abundance workshop, too.
First Abundance, the first Sexual Energy. So this is kind of like a launching type of place. So we know it's going to be interesting. We're going to go in, have 3 days, or actually 2.5 days, again, of working with standard technology. Dr. Doug Davies, who many of you know, he's a medical doctor, will be handling a lot of the discussions. Linda and I will, of course, be doing the channeling. And we're going to get into depth about standard technology. Dr. Doug is going to talk about specific things about your biology from a medical standpoint, which Linda and I certainly shouldn't be doing. He's also going to talk about how to relate to and understand your body, things like how astrology has an effect on your body. It doesn't have to be it's not like the final guiding influence, but your astrology has an effect. He's going to talk about your blood type with biology. If you're a certain, what blood type are you? O?
O positive, of course.
O positive. And
the natural carnivores.
Yeah, more of a meat eater, whereas I am a negative and much more, my body likes the vegetarian thing, although I'm not, but my body likes it. So he's going to discuss all the ramifications of the physical biology. We're going to incorporate the standard healing technology. So if you have any biological issues that you would like to work on, I call it have dissolved away, or if you are in the healing arts, whether it's standard medical practice or alternative healing, this would be an incredible workshop to attend in terms of what the information that you can gain from it.
It's a small workshop. That room only holds 80 people.
Yeah, it's going to be limited to actually less than 80.
Right.
And I know based on the location and what's been done there before, it's going to be landmark.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From there, we go to, this would be great, the Dreamwalker Ascension School. This is the third in the trilogy of Dreamwalkers.
You must be missing a day because it's 3 days. Isn't it 3 days?
I don't know. I might have the wrong dates on here. Check the website. But St. Germain started the Dreamwalker trilogy with Dreamwalker Death. Last year we did Dreamwalker Birth, and now it's going to be Dreamwalker Ascension. Basically what he does in this three-day course in Kelowna, and we'll do it other places as well, is teach you how to work with students or people who come to you and are going through the Ascension process.
How great that he's decided to do this in several places before the quantum leap.
Exactly. Well, he wants to complete the trilogy.
Yeah.
But this will, you know, you've gone through and are still going through some of the effects of the Ascension process it's the big change process. But now he's going to talk to us about how you work with other people, what specific things happen, how to handle them, just
people
like he does talking about how to guide somebody through death. This one will be how to guide them through the Ascension process.
And by the way, this is sold out. It was sold out 3 days after we put it up for registration. There's a wait list of 60.
Yep.
But we have opened up another event here.
Yes.
And
other places.
Is that next? Okay.
It's coming up.
Okay.
From there, Romania, we're going to do what we call a Day of New Energy. This is a one-day event in Bucharest. In the past couple of years when we've gone there, the one-day event has drawn 700-800 people. It's amazing to feel that energy, and particularly in a place like Romania, which has so much tradition in the mystical arts.
Very much so. Great friends there, too.
We go from there to Brașov, Romania, which is Transylvania country, which you can feel that energy up there. You can feel St. Germain in the woods. You can feel all that kind of Transylvania energy. I mean, it's unmistakable.
Unmistakable.
And we're going to do the sexual energy school there, so that should be pretty incredible.
I think that's the last one we're doing, isn't it?
Yes, that I know of.
Yeah.
We are doing the St. Germain's Dreamwalker Ascension again in Europe, in Frankfurt, mid-June.
That was the workshop that we were going to do in Hamburg, but we didn't have enough. We'll go to Hamburg next year. This year we're going to go to Frankfurt because that's where we could find the best meeting space for that time
period. Yeah, we were
having
trouble. In the summer in Europe, it's difficult to get hotel rooms and meeting space. Tied in with that trip, then we're going to go to Helsinki, Finland, our first time
ever
visiting Finnish Chambra in person.
And there's some nice ones, too.
Oh, they're incredible.
Yeah, great.
I'm looking forward to seeing Finland.
Yeah.
After that, back here to the States, we are doing the Dreamwalker Ascension School up in Breckenridge.
June 30.
June 30th. That is not a 12-day...
No, it's not.
No. Check the website for accurate details. Like I said, I was putting these together last night after 6 hours of shoveling
and plowing. I just didn't want anybody to think you were channeling for 12 days.
No. We are going to videotape that one as well. So I'm not sure what's coming up next here. That's it for the slides. So let's take a deep breath and transition into the next phase, not transition like off the planet. We have a very special guest with us today. I got an email, I want to say 4 or 5 months ago, from Dan Benick in Alpine, Texas, which is way down in the southwest part of Texas. And he said he was interested in doing a worldwide trip. And as we got through emailing back and forth, Dan told me a little bit more what he had in mind. He said he wanted to go visit Chambra all around the world and feel what that energy was like, go off and just visit the different countries and the different cultures. We got the emailing back and forth, and his idea began to take form. He talked about it on the message board and got tremendous support from Chambra all around the world, who said, well, come on and stay with me. I mean, this is going to take sofa surfing to a whole new level. I mean, so Dan actually started his round-the-world trip earlier this week. This is his first stop, Coal Creek Hall, where we can bless him and help launch his trip. And, well, Dan, why don't you come on up, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about Dan's great adventure.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, well, first of all, what inspired you? What gave you the idea of doing this?
I really enjoy cross-cultural experiences, and I've lived and worked in Mexico for 9 years and done some traveling with that also, and I just found that more than anything that I enjoyed doing, it was just traveling and meeting people and having those kinds of exchanges, and I just expressed that desire and sort of let it go and waited to see what would happen. I found myself coming back to the United States a couple of years ago, basically unemployed, with that desire to travel around the world. And I think Saint Germain, through Mark Twain, probably visited me. I was inspired to read a couple of books. Mark Twain traveled around the world a couple of times, maybe three. And so I just read those books. One's called Following the Equator. Another one's called The Innocents Abroad. And it just kept that in my mind as I sort of transitioned through my move back to the United States, and just knew that I was going to be doing this and continued to meet people on the message board and enjoy those kind of contacts. Then I wound up getting a job working at a nature center. I'm a biologist by training. And that lasted for a while until I got fired.
Sounds like a Chambra symptom to me.
It was great. Well, there were some challenging things to it, but I knew as soon as that happened that it was time to go. And I thought I was a little concerned about the loss of income taking off without that, but I was able to get some unemployment benefits and 2.5 months away from that job to go ahead and plan the trip and get in touch with people and coordinate things. So it worked out perfectly. And so I'm on my way, and I'm having a great time. And I know that there's a lot of people that I'm going to be visiting that are watching right now, and I just wanted to say hi to you and thanks for all your support, because this is absolutely a co-creation. I wouldn't be doing this without all of you out there. And so far there's 183 people that have responded.
Wow. That's incredible.
So, yeah, thanks a lot.
So you had this idea, an incredible idea, and I think even a dream a lot of us have had. And then you started getting into the reality. Did you hit any bumps along the way?
Snags?
Did you have any second doubts, cold feet?
And I think I've posted about this a little bit, and I'm sure everybody deals with it. We all confront fears at different times and self-doubt. My very strong inner knowing was that absolutely this trip is going to happen. There's nothing that will stop it. But things come up, and they frighten you a little bit, and you just have to kind of walk through it. And so that's what I did. Yeah. And it's worked out fine, and I think that's one of the things I hope that I'm able to share with people as I go around and visit with you is, you know, it's just do it, you know, whatever, and have fun with it. I think that's the main thing. I hit a point, I guess within the last year or so, when I really recognized that I don't have any attachment or interest to anything that I've ever done before, so why not do something that's fun and just go?
What would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
I'd be bored out of my mind.
And wishing you were doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And stuck in another situation where I know I wasn't feeling completed.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be having a good time.
Exactly.
So I really do feel that it's just about it's not a big deal. You don't have life purpose is not a big deal. You just connect when you do, however you do, with something that feels enjoyable and see where it takes you.
Yeah. So where is it going to take you?
This time, this is not the first trip I'll be making. This is the first trip I'll be making, but not the last one. This one, I was in Arizona last week. I'm here in the Denver area right now. I'm going to be heading out to Hawaii. I'll actually be out there when you guys are.
Funny that how that happens during the winter.
Yeah, and I just found out last night that there's a new service with like a $20 fare between the islands. So,
oh, you're kidding.
So maybe I'll pop over and see.
Do you have to row yourself?
No.
Or do they have people rowing for you?
Yeah. from Hawaii, I'm going to be going to New Zealand, spending a few weeks there, then over to Australia for about 5 weeks, flying to Bangkok and spending some time in Thailand. And all of these people, they're Shambra there that I'm going to be visiting. From Thailand, I fly to Greece. I'd like to go from Greece to Israel if I can work that out. Then over to Italy, southern Italy mostly. Then I'll be taking a train through most of Western Europe and Scandinavia, going through Slovenia, Croatia, Austria, Switzerland, France, Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Norway. Then I'll fly back to London, spend some time in England, take the train up to Scotland, spend some time there, fly to Ireland and spend some time south of Dublin. Then I'll be back in the States with some folks in New York City. And then from there, there's a couple of possibilities. I haven't got it real clear where I'll be going from there yet, but there's some offers. And then I'll wind up concluding the trip at the Quantum Leap Festival in Taos.
Yeah.
So you can see the visible effects when I get back.
Exactly. Look carefully. This is Dan now. Yeah. We're going to see after 9 months of traveling, you know, what Dan is like. Now, this whole time that Dan is on the road, we're going to be following him. He's setting up a blog. And we're going to have links from the Crimson Circle website. He's going to post pictures, short stories, and notes about the trip. But he is literally going off to visit Shambra. I think it's absolutely amazing to just say, I'm going to do it. And I'm not just going to dream about it. I'm actually going to make it work. And then he's going to reappear back at the Quantum Leap Conference in Taos. Do you have any idea what you're going to do with this collection of experience and wisdom and information?
Yeah, and just to touch to follow up on what you said about the websites, I'm going to be posting on a website that's getting set up. There's a Shambra, Ray Jensen in Hawaii, that's going to be helping me set up a website. It's going to be www.danstravels.com without the apostrophe. But I'll post that on the message board so you can find it. I'm also posting things on the message board, too, for people that don't necessarily want to get onto my website. You'll see a few Shambra profiles that I've put up in recent days, and some of the things that I did in Arizona and what I'm doing here with Ray. So you can go on the message board and also on the website. And if you'd like to get on a group email list that I've got, you know, send me a PM through the message board, and I'll put you on that so that I can keep you updated. You asked me what I hope to do with the trip. As I go along, what I'd like to do is chronicle the journey, you know, and talk about the experiences. Some bizarre things have already happened that I will be posting about pretty soon. And that it's going to be getting those experiences up for people to look at. And also I'd like to profile different Shambra that I stay with, and I've done that on the message board already. And then also tell a little bit about the places that I'm going to with the people that I visit. And the idea is that so everybody that's part of this can learn more about each other through my trip. It's a really nice synergistic kind of sharing. And then I hope to be able to come back and write a book or a travel memoir about this too. So that's a project down the line.
Well, I admire you and applaud you for what you're doing. I mean, it's an incredible thing, and I know you're very level-headed, and you're going to get out there. And
that's the facade.
there's two sides of it. Something like Dan is doing is a dream fulfilled, and the learning experience that he's going to go through is going to be phenomenal. We had dinner the other night, met for the first time actually in person, and I'm getting all this stuff from St. Germain and Tobias. Just they know the journey is not necessarily what you think it is, but it's actually what you are creating it to be. And there's a difference. There's a big difference what you think something is going to be and how what you're really creating it to be. You're thinking it's going to be the logistics of going from one place to the other, visiting Chambra, writing a blog. But just look at the energy of what you created in the whole experience of going on the trip. It's going to be life-changing and transformational, and for you also, not just for the people that you're with.
Thanks.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. And I know you're modest, a little shy, but what can Chambra do to support you in this?
Oh boy. Modest and shy.
Well, we talked at dinner the other night, and I said, well, you know, I'd like to ask Chambra to help him. Well, geez, you're a little humble about that.
Well, first of all, the trip is to be with you guys as I go around. So just everything that's been done so far is perfect. People are opening the doors to their homes, to going and doing things, and that's and just sharing their lives with me, you know, and that's the main thing. Be willing to do that, and I'll share with you also, and we'll just have a nice time, and whatever happens, happens. And I don't know if I can ask for anything else. It's really kind of hard for me to do that.
I can do it. First of all, for those of you who are here at the hall today, we do have a basket in the back. It says for Dan's Dan's Travel Fund. As you know, this type of thing can be very expensive, and you're not going like first class or anything like that. I mean, you're doing it.
Not that I know of.
In a spiritual sense, yes, and in a physical sense, you know. So this type of thing can get very expensive. You know, $5 to help buy a cup of coffee in Europe, you need $10 for that. those type of things are such a benefit to what he's doing. Chambra all over the world are opening their houses up and letting you come in. That's important. Just following it on the website, as you follow each the blog or what information we have on the Crimson Circle site, actually adds a lot of energy and support. And to post on the website, on the message board, you know, just attaboy, Dan. You know, go out there and just do it. It's energetic support, financial support, and housing support also.
Yeah. And again, as I said when I posted about this trip in the beginning, you know, this is not an obligation for anyone. The idea is to get out and just do this. This trip from the conception was self-funded. It's something I'm doing for myself and for the people that I meet. So, you know, if you want to contribute or participate in any way, it's fine. It really doesn't matter. I'm just really happy to get out and spend some time with you.
Well, we applaud you. We appreciate you. And this is a big launch point right here. I know you've already started, but you decided to come here first. So let's all just take a deep breath of support and love and encouragement for Dan's worldwide Chambra tour. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the road, or not literally on the road, but along the way. And definitely back in Taos in September.
Great.
So congratulations. Big hand for Dan.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you back. Good. Good luck. Yeah. Okay. I am so excited about that, because as we got to talking back and forth and looking at the whole thing, there's part of me that wanted to be with Dan, and well, it will be energetically, but part of me wanted to say, let's just go do that together. So anyway, thank you. Next, we have another world premiere today. Louise, come on up. Come on up. Y'all remember back in at the Midsummer Conference in Breckenridge earlier this year, Kathumi came in, did a channel, and talked about four books and gave the titles for them, and I forget what they are now, but two of them, I can't remember the name for the life of me, but he talked about four books and said he was going to be channeling these through Shambra, and he left it kind of wide open, said, whoever is interested, call me, and we'll start channeling. I was about, I think, a month later, Louise said, I started to make contact with Kathumi, and we're writing. She would get up every morning at 4 o'clock, whatever, and start writing, putting it together. And literally, you picked up the books when?
Yesterday,
from the printer here in Boulder. So you've got the combination of the new year, a new book, and all the other stuff coming together and launching it at this meeting. I'm going to run over and grab a copy very quickly because I would love to show it. And you've got it on your table there, two books. The titles are, and I'm going to let Louise talk, tell the titles.
Okay.
The titles are?
The first one is called How to Be Kind of Good Looking in an Otherwise Ugly World. These are Kutumi's titles that he announced at the conference. The next one is called Silly, Silly Humans, a guidebook for dummies who want to remain dummies.
And these are still, you can smell the ink on them. They literally just came off the press. So I love this, the launching new products, launching new journeys right here at the Crimson Circle add such a wonderful energy. What was it like working with Kathumi?
It was a pure joy.
Yeah.
Lovely, sweet, wise energy. I think all of you have had an experience of feeling his presence and his energy, and it's truly wonderful.
And did you know at the Midsummer Conference when Kathumi was talking that you were going to write, or did it come later?
It came before.
Oh. That's good.
It was very bizarre. Actually, a few days before the conference began, anybody who would engage me in conversation was stuck listening to the downloading of the How to Be Kind of Beautiful book. And I was thinking, I'm totally losing my mind. I was speaking about beauty as a core issue, and people were just nodding their heads and very sympathetically. And when I heard him announce them, I said, oh, my goodness, I'm doing this, you know, so it kind of started before.
Yeah. Mm. And what was it like during the writing process? Did you close your eyes and your hands went over the typewriter or computer, or what was happening to you during the whole time?
Sometimes before I went to sleep at night, I would start to receive information, and then I would be so eager to get up and start to write. It would just be coming in. I would know what was happening the next day as far as at least a vague topic. Sometimes there wasn't much information at night. Each day was different. Sometimes the connection was stronger. Sometimes it flowed like a train, you know. Other times it was slower. And
Did you, during the process, did you, either writing or afterwards, self-doubt, wanting to run from the project, or was it just a breeze all the way along and here we are with the books?
No.
I know the answer. That was a loaded question. I know
the answer is no.
No. None of the above.
Oh, in order to even begin doing this, I had to confront every bit of self-doubt, fear, lack of self-worth. So many issues came up. And, you know, I was very aware that I had spent the majority of my life confronting these, but not taking it through to the other side. This had a momentum of its own, which I am so grateful for to myself and to Kutumi and all the energies around, but I was able to move beyond all of this resistance.
Yeah, and you know, the resistance, I feel, is from the inside, because we have these dreams, like Dan's adventure. You have a dream, but then you start getting into the manifesting process. The self-doubt comes in. That attracts junk from the outside. Mm-hmm. The self-doubt brings in the challenges from the outside to see, you know, do you really want to do this? And I ask these questions because we go through the same process, Linda and I, with the work that we do. It's like, you know, great idea, but then you get out there and start doing it, and the fear comes in, the resistance comes in, and it's really just us.
And you're just saying, oh, there's always the, is this real?
Is right. And the answer is?
If you want it to
be. If you want it to be, right.
And, you know. And
is this real?
Yes.
This is real. I am holding it. It is here. It's manifested.
That is real.
And so what is the, just a synopsis, Silly, Silly Humans, a guidebook for dummies who want to remain dummies. Well, what is the essence in the book?
Well, even before I do that, I would just like to say that each book is very special in the way that Kutumi leads us deeply within. It's their very personal journeys. And so the books have that in common. Silly, Silly Humans is a voyage beyond the mind. And we talked about that earlier a little bit. Kutumi understands, knows so well what lies beyond the mind, what lies beyond philosophy, what lies beyond belief systems. So that's what that book is about, and he actually presents it in a very practical way so that you move along with it and you connect more and more deeply with yourself. So that's what that's about.
Second book, How to Be Kind of Good-Looking in an Otherwise Ugly World.
That book deals with many issues that Chambra have about self-love and all kinds of belief systems about personal beauty and vanity and love of the self. Again, very personal journey to connect with the sweetest, sweet part of yourself that I'm sure everybody has at least had an instant of. And you say, oh, how sweet I am. And then you go, oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, that's not me. But creates a way that you can really connect with this beautiful, beautiful sweetness. And Kutumi did say at the conference that Kuan Yin would be participating with him in this book. And her energy is so sweetly present as well in this book.
So they do have a thing going on after
Indeed,
all.
Indeed, they do.
And by the way, it's How to Be Kind of Good Looking in an Otherwise Ugly World. These books are really good looking. I mean, and I'm very particular about design and typography and layout and all the rest of it. I noticed when you gave me my gift copy today, these are beautiful. Where did the design come from?
Well, Hootie and I have a design company.
Well, Hootie, come on up here. Come on up.
This is Hootie. Surprise.
And Hootie did the beautiful layout and design on these.
Yeah, we were deciding whether
you have to talk into the mic if you don't mind.
We were deciding whether to do a hardcover or a softcover and thought we could have both.
Have both, yeah. So it looks like a hardcover book. It feels like a soft cover.
So, something for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts, anything you'd like to pass on to anybody else who's considering, whether it's a channel book or their own book?
Well, I spoke initially about the channeling, which was a marvelous, beautiful experience. I like to call that the conception. Then comes the birthing. The conception was a whole lot more fun. The birthing.
I think that's a general rule.
I would like to say this. knowing how much I had to move through in order to create these books, anyone who has a dream to create something, and I think that's all Chambra, and you think, well, I haven't done it yet, so I probably can't, or I probably won't, and this just reinforces
this
all of this.
That won't work out.
It's not going to happen. It will happen. Just do it. Don't stop. There were times where I said, I'm done. I can't go on. The books were channeled. The books were written. Sometimes the books were laid out, covers designed, and ready to go. Energy, especially at this time, as we move into the new energy, as you know, the old energy and even entities that personify old energy are not happy to see us moving forward and opening up to this energy. It ain't easy. Just keep doing it. Begin and continue. That's what I would say.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So how about a big round of applause? Awesome. And for the folks who are here today live in person, you can actually get the very first copies of the book over at Hootie and Louise's table. Are you going to autograph?
Sure.
Sure.
Can I give the website
address?
Absolutely.
It's listed up there for those who are watching in. It's on the slide. But go ahead and list that.
Oh, okay. Yes, there it is. So if you would like to order them online, please come and look at our website, which is also kind of good looking, if I do say so.
Oh, silly, silly human.
And it is Custom Graphics, CustomGraphicsPub.com.
As in publication, not
as in publication,
bar.
Not bar. Or maybe bar. Maybe a little of each.
Yeah. So it is CustomGraphicsPub.com, and you can order them there. We're also going to set up a link from the Crimson Circle site this week, so
great.
People can go from there.
Thank you.
And we talk about this whole concept of a dreaming. You know, it's basically, Tobias talks about it, we have an idea, and then we imagine it, and then we manifest it. That manifesting is the point where we generally tend to get stuck. Because we say, well, something went wrong, so therefore they must not want me to do this. Or they're trying to give me a message. No, it's just you know, dealing with the realities of living and the realities of also our own internal questions and obstacles that we come up with. But you move through those with the love and support of the people around you. Of Chambra, of Crimson Circle. Yeah.
This is a Kutumi book related injury.
Yes.
I did not cause it.
A little
self inflicted injury.
A little frustration. She took on your pain.
She took on more than my pain.
You can keep going.
Go ahead.
You know what occurred to me after all the suffering, and it wasn't that much suffering, but, you know, the whole process, I remembered Tobias talking at a conference, I think it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, it was in Santa Fe, about door one and door two.
Yeah.
Because Hootie and I sat and we talked and we said, boy, you know, the challenging times, we know we chose, you know, why, okay, we don't even have to talk about that, you know, pull it apart. But after all was said and done, there's door one and door two. You pick the door. You may find that you really want challenges in your creative process. I found that I did. I'm not sure I do anymore.
It's fun to play around with once.
But understand, this is what you're choosing, and there is the other door called ease.
Yes.
See, so make your choices, yeah.
Easy Street. So thank you very much. And thank you,
Don,
for allowing the worldwide, actually the universal, omniversal launch of your books to take place here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, these are on sale here today or also on the web. Come on back, darling. You know what I'd love to do, starting with this meeting in particular, is every month, help launch a product or an idea. This would become the Chambra launch pad. And I'm sorry I didn't check with Linda or the staff or anybody. It just kind of came to me. I must be channeling. But, you know, there are so many good ideas, and they're going to be really coming to fruition this year. So this is Crimson Circle, Chambre, this venue that we have every month together. It's an incubator. If you have an idea or a dream, if you have a concept, bring it here in that dream state or that imaginary state. Let it incubate here and work. You have to participate in that incubating. But then also allow this to be the place for launching it, for sending it out into the world. We're going to send Dan out in the world today, Louise's books out into the world, and whatever you have, just give us a heads up so we have a few weeks to plan. But if you have a project that's coming into reality, bring it here, and let's use this as kind of the rocket ship into the new energy. Cool. Awesome. I like that. All right. Oh, I got a couple other very, very quick things. Starting this month in the Chambre News, you all read that, the electronic newsletter. We generally have it out by the middle of the month, but it lists the workshops and seminars, other activities. Dr. Michael Brandt from Houston is going to be doing kind of his perspective of the channel. He emails me or calls me every once in a while and said, well, do you realize when Tobias was talking about this, it's very similar to what was in the Kabbalah or what was in this ancient wisdom, but just brought in a new way for a new energy. He has an incredible perspective of the energy and the words behind the Shaud that I find amazing, the parallels and the information. So he's going to start writing a very short, or maybe long, article about what was behind that particular Shaud. So make sure to look for it in the newsletter. Dr. Brandt is a biomedical research professor at the Texas Medical Center in Houston. He's a very intelligent and respected person in his field and in metaphysics as well. Also, new website technology appears this week. You're not going to notice a big visual difference in the Crimson Circle website, but basically what happened is we have grown so much that the technology that we've used in the past, basically Dreamweaver technology, we've surpassed that. We are now at what we'd call an enterprise website. We have hundreds of thousands of visitors a month, very extensive e-commerce section on the website. And basically we found that the old system, the old vehicle, wasn't working anymore.
I'm not a computer person, so I have a very simple way of explaining what happened. In the United States, there's a landmark in San Jose, I think it is, called the Winchester Mansion. And the story was this woman from the Winchester family. The Winchester rifle family had some dream or some message that if she didn't start continuing to build on her house, she was going to croak. So she was extremely scared of this consequence. So for the rest of her life, she kept building on little parts and pieces to this house. And often the pieces didn't go anywhere and they didn't necessarily relate, but she had to keep building to stay alive.
Stairs that didn't go anywhere. Yeah, yeah.
So that was what the original Crimson Circle website was like. We started out with this nice little thing, and then we kept adding this and adding that and adding this and adding that. So all of a sudden we had this huge building that became almost impossible to maneuver. So we have a new creation. And while it may not look different, it is amazing.
It's going to act different. I guess the analogy is also we were with an old energy system, a software system, and it was just becoming inefficient.
Now we're going to a skyscraper.
And now we're going to a very efficient, modern system that really, a lot of the big companies use, and even the technology that Garrett is working with called .NET Nuke, interesting name in itself, is relatively new. It's a very open architecture for programmers. It's going to allow us to do some amazing things. It is what we call an enterprise solution, meaning that it's not just for every person on the street who wants a website. It's for companies that are in the enterprise business like we are. We have, our main Crimson Circle website, and we'll have almost 30 international versions of that site, all managed under the same area of the company.
It's going to make everything easier. It's a quantum leap.
It is a quantum leap. And then we have a Dreamwalker website and almost 30 international versions, sexual energy website, international versions, ESS or syncretized international versions. So we're going to easily have in the neighborhood to have 120 or more websites all integrated and all operating together. Anyway, when we hit the wall probably 3 or 4 months ago in terms of the capabilities for our website, we were crying.
I mean, we were crying.
Oh, and we were panicked.
Wasn't
and
pretty.
Frustrated. And I'm not a web guy. I just know I want it to work.
I just want to trust somebody to do it.
Yeah. And basically, Garrett stepped in and said, well, Garrett, come here. What did you say?
You're the man.
Would you mind coming up to the front? We didn't rehearse this or even talk about it. You didn't know you were going to be up here. So we're panicking. You probably saw it in our faces, and so I was drowning in our tears.
And I was just fresh out of a job.
Funny how that works. Do you think this new website uncreated your old job?
I think it went together.
Yes.
And so in looking for, well, what do I want to do now, this opportunity presented itself. So it's more like play for me. It's more like creating and fun, and so that's what I'm looking for.
Remind me not to play with you.
I gotta tell you.
But most of it I'm playing with myself. So.
I gotta tell you, I met with Garrett one day a couple months ago. We met at a restaurant over in Evergreen, and Garrett wanted to show me the capabilities of this new technology. And he was so excited, and we sat down, and he started going through it, and I thought, oh, my God. That is what we need. It allows us, it's database driven, it allows us to do all sorts of stuff. And Garrett is going through there, and I comprehended within 15 minutes, this is so cool. I know it's the right path. It felt right, and it felt right. And so Garrett's going into it, showing me some stuff, and he said, well, and then hang on a second, we'll get into the actual code level, you know, where the programmers go, and it has lines and lines and lines of code. And he's on his computer and going, and I said, I'm sitting over there going, and I said, oh, Garrett, that is so fascinating. And he goes, I know. Garrett, I was kidding. But he was so into it. You love software.
Well, that's play from my mind. And, you know, our minds are precious parts of us. So why not give them the toys that they like to play with to play?
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's the toy from my mind.
And you are playing and creative and keeping the mind going all at the same time.
Right. So then the mind has learned that it doesn't have to figure it out because it can receive the solution and then it just gets to play implementing the solution.
Exactly. So we're implementing
pretty exciting.
The solution this week. Mm-hmm. Again, visually, you may not notice a difference. Michelle McHale has done a wonderful job with the website and the designs. Every time you see a big new design, that's Michelle. Michelle and Garrett have been working together on launching. Here, we got another launch. Launching the new website this week. You may not notice a visual difference, but underneath the ease of operation.
Vince?
Yeah, that's the piece they want to know.
Yeah.
So we made a decision that we wanted to really launch anew. So we're going to ask people to re-register on the new site, particularly for viewing the shouds and for the live webcasts. We want to start out with new registrations in the new year and the new energy.
Ta-da! Yeah. Well, we talked about porting all the old data files over to the new site, but here's a good analogy. It's like there's so much junk in there, and it was really old energy. And Garrett said, you know, we're really better off if everybody would just re-register. We start out clean. We start out fresh. And we're not carrying, your past lives over into the new site.
Well, people should know that that's all secure. You know, that is all private. Yeah. We don't give out your information to anybody.
Ever.
It is strictly just for monitoring. We do not ever sell or release your information. If somebody asks, hey, by the way, I'd like to be able to get a hold of Gabriella, I'll say, well, give me your information, and I'll let her know that you'd like to. We never, ever give your information.
What is your email? Okay. And Linda brings up a good point. The data is very valuable for us. I happen to love data because I can take a look and say how many people logged in on Shoud Day, which
Where
helps
are
us
they?
To understand how much equipment and support we need. And I like saying, well, how many Shamba are in Fiji, for instance, because is it worthwhile going to Fiji? And yeah, we'll go anyway. But I look at the data, and it helps me to, in all of
helps
this
us
stuff,
understand Shamba.
To understand what's going on with Shamba.
Absolutely.
And again, like Linda said, we never sell the data.
We
don't inundate anybody with a bunch of junk. We send you the newsletter once a month. And then things like, you know, telling you that we're still doing the meeting today, you know, with the canyon, even in spite of the snow, those type of things. But
one part of the new registration process is it will send you an email to your email address and ask you to verify that it is an actual email address by putting a little code that's in the email. This is because we don't want to be difficult, but we want to have actual, authentic people participating in the new energy.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Garrett. And thank you, Michelle, for putting this together. I love this. We had a, you know, like each month, just do launches and parties and all the rest of that. It's awesome. Okay. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. And again, I want to thank everybody who's driven up to the canyon today in spite of the blizzardy conditions and the bad roads. This has been a really, really good group, and it's been a fun place to have Dan and Louise and Garrett, all with these new ideas and products. So with that, I'd also like to thank everybody for your love and support for the Crimson Circle. We're all in this together. This is an incredible journey, an incredible time, and just the fact your thanks and support makes it possible for, particularly for those who are on the staff working hard every day, trying to serve your needs, it makes them feel happy and acknowledged. So, again, thank you to the staff out in Incline for everything that you do. Take a 20-minute break, and we're going to hear from the man, Buddha.